T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We're live in the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios on CBS Sports Radio. I'm Pharrell, along with Mafia and Carver. Hi, O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices. Every day, 855-212-4227 is the number to get on the bench. The telethon to benefit victims of Irma and Harvey just wrapped with, I guess they made over $14 million and counting in an hour. Al Pacino, Timberlake, Jon Stewart, Chris Paul, Demi Lovato, Diddy, Leo, Bieber, Sofia Vergara, Reese Witherspoon, Drake, many more pitched in on the hour-long show. Several of them took phone calls, took donations. Others performed, and it was a big thing. So let's go back to Florida. Mike is on in Pompano, and he lived through all of it. So you stayed there for the storm?
I did, buddy. And you know what the ironic thing is I listen to you all the time, and I'm actually just like you. I'm a region rat. I'm originally from Maryville, Indiana. So I've been here for 30 years. I've seen a lot of them, and I'll tell you, what happens is we got the dirty end. You know what I mean? We got the dirty side of it that comes around and spawns tornadoes. And I'll tell you, I was here for Wilma, and I think some of the things I've seen in the last couple of days, just driving around, is worse than Wilma. That's my personal opinion. I could be wrong, but it is what it is. You know, I mean, like I told your guy there, it's we're blessed. Family's safe. I have 5 beautiful children that are safe, and a family that's safe, and we get through it. You know, everybody has their cross to bear, right? Up in the Midwest, we got blizzards and you got tornadoes, and the West Coast, you got earthquakes, and we all have our crosses to bear, so we're pretty fortunate, man.
Yeah, so I know you guys got the side of it and not the eye of it, and Miami had massive flooding. Power lines, trees blown out, roof of the AA went, the arena that he played in took a beating. A lot of skyscrapers took a beating. Cranes took a beating. What was it like? What was it like from Fort Lauderdale to West Palm in that Pompano, Boca, Delray? What was the aftermath of it there? Flooding. What was the biggest problem there?
Well, like I said, I'm doing a security detail tonight at a resort in Pompano. And I know the pool, which is right on the ocean, like right by the beach. There's about 4 foot of sand in the pool. So they did get some surge, if you will. Like I said, I think it was more tornadic activity than it was hurricane, just by the trees. The trees are unbelievable, Scotty. The trees are, palm trees that are built for this snapped in half. Like, snapped in half. I always try to describe it this way. You have an oak tree that breaks. It's like a toothpick breaking. But if you try to break a palm tree, it's like trying to break swizzle sticks. You can't break them. That's the roots of a palm tree. But they weren't uprooted from the swizzle sticks. They were literally cut in half. So I gotta believe it was more of tornadoes that respond. And you know, the guy on at CBS was saying there were like 30 different tornadoes. But then again, you look at the houses, and there's no remnants of it. There's no, my house is fine. Houses all around me are fine. It's very strange, to be honest with you.
So what I'm getting at is that everything looks like everybody got through it okay. And that, good job, Mafia. Anyway, you're telling me everybody got through it, and the biggest damage was, like, a lot of trees blown out, sand in pools, blah, blah, blah. Anything near the beach took some erosion and chaos. But that, like, but overall, you're telling me that everything seems like it's not back to normal, but it seems like there's a shot that everything's okay.
Well, as you can imagine, I mean, you've been down here before. I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people without electric, you know, and it was 95 today in some places. I mean, it felt like it anyway. You know, there's no electric and there's no AC, and, you know, people are frustrated and aggravated, and you got hour and a half gas lines, and in some places there's 5-hour gas lines. But, you know, everybody trying to fill up and get their gas to the generators and things like that. But, you know, it's just a normal hurricane. But like I said, the abnormality to me is the destruction of the trees. I like I said, kids, where I grew up playing ball and where my kids played ball, there's trees that are just uprooted that are, you know, the base of it is 10 feet high. You know, it's just unbelievable. But anyway, like I said, I'm just happy to be able to get a hold of you, and I gotta ask you two things. Number one, I heard on the update, obviously, the Cubs won, and I'm a big Cubs fan. Do you think they can hold it out? Number one, and number two, if you could, I saw that Notre Dame lost the other day. Do you think they competed well? Or do you think they should have won the game and Brian Kelly's butt's on fire?
Well, I think, Mike, that Brian Kelly's definitely got some pressure for sure in South Bend. And I thought they competed. It was a good game, and they lost. Bottom line is that in the second half and in the fourth quarter, and I think Carver High would agree with this, Georgia made plays. And the kid Fromm made plays, and Patrick didn't make plays. When Georgia got the lead, like in most cases in sports, when the team that's trailing gets the lead and they come back and take a lead, they usually win. If a race car driver's in the lead the entire race, somebody finally catches him in the last couple laps, that guy usually wins. Same thing. Tennis, the guy's been leading the whole match, and then in all of a sudden in the fourth set, a guy wins the set. It's four set. They go to the fifth. That guy wins, the one that catches them. So I thought Georgia caught Notre Dame, and then once they passed them, they never looked back, and they finished them off, and Notre Dame couldn't make plays. I think they played tough. It wasn't like they got rolled or anything. They got beat because Georgia made plays. Carver, I would you agree with that?
Yeah, I think Georgia is a better team than Notre Dame. Notre Dame had opportunities, but Georgia got it done when it mattered. That simple, on Notre Dame's field. Irish just aren't, they're not at Georgia's level yet. I thought they could win the game. They had opportunities to win the game. It was a 20-19 game. It was close. But they're not as good as Georgia right now.
So we don't agree on the coach. I think he's under a tremendous amount of pressure. I think there's a lot of people starting to smell blood and that they want him out at Notre Dame. And then I think there's a lot of people, Golden Domers, that think he's still the right guy for the job, and they're just realizing that they're not that good, and they're not going to find anyone to make them that much better.
Who are you hiring? Tell me who you're getting rid of Brian Kelly for, and then I think Brian Kelly is a snake, but I think he's a good coach. He would leave Notre Dame in an instant if there was a better job available in the NFL. I don't think there's another college job he would leave for. But if he got an NFL opportunity, he'd leave in a second. That talk is gone because of the way he's coached the last 2 years. Who's coming in to replace him?
I'll tell you one thing. He admitted today that he treated that girl poorly.
He did. I saw him today. I saw what he said.
And then as far as the Cubs go, you know, the Cubs are able to beat teams like the Mets, who are throwing games every day. And I think the Cubs are playing better. I don't think they're a great team. They don't win enough to be a great team. They were a great team last year. This year, they're a good team at best. They're good at best. They're not great at all. And I think at the end of the day, you have to really, I think the best team will win the World Series. They'll be great, right? They'll be playing great baseball, and they'll win it all because they're playing great, and they're the best team in the league at the time in October. That someone's going to play better than others. Do I think the Cubs will obviously get in and be in the playoffs? Yeah. Do I think that they're going to get it done again? No, I don't. I don't think they're going to get it done again. But I've said that before. I think that their world is, you know, whatever. 2016 was their world. They finally won a World Series after 108 years. So that's the one they're going to hang their hat on for the rest of eternity.
I think they got juice here. They're alive this October.
We'll see. We'll see. You've said all along they're going to win the World Series, and I
think they're going to get back there. I don't think they'd beat the Indians again if we got that rematch.
Yeah, and that might happen. I don't know. So you're telling me the Cubs play the Nationals?
I think that the National League is wide open. I think the Cubs have an opportunity to go back to the World Series. I don't believe in the Nationals. We've been through that 1,000 times.
Do you believe
times.
In the Diamondbacks?
I think I could see a Diamondback Cub NLCS. How about that?
Could you see the Diamondbacks beating the Cubs?
Yes.
Wow, I think it's going to be too crazy to even try to comprehend who's
going
to...
But I'm still going Cub.
You're still going Cubs to the World Series. Mavi, are you buying any of that Cubs to the World Series?
I am not. I mean, I know the Dodgers are really sliding and the Washington Nationals never proved themselves, but I still think that... As good as they were last year, I just don't feel it with them this year. The pitching isn't there nearly as much as it was last year. And Washington does have good pitching, and Arizona does have pitching right now with the way Greinke's just dominating everybody and the way they were on a hot streak. I don't think they're getting past either of those. It might be.
What about those two, Arizona and Washington?
I think that could be your NLCS, depending on the matchups and how they end up, of course.
It's going to because if Washington passes the Dodgers, Dodgers keep losing and losing, and Washington goes by them, Washington might have to play Arizona in a five-gamer, and you never know in those situations. Never know.
Oh, so whoever wins the wild card plays a five-gamer.
Well, yeah, you the first round's the NLDS is five, so the top seed plays the wild card
right.
winner. So if the Dodgers keep losing and Washington passes them, Washington's going to get the wild card winner.
So then it'd be the Dodgers and the Cubs.
Correct.
The Dodgers are winning tonight in the sixth inning, 4-1 over San Francisco. Kershaw on the mound. 855-212-4CBS to get on the show. We want to hear from you. Pick it up, dial and dance.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
All right, 855-212-4227 to get on the bench. I want to do this. There's a lot going on in terms of stories tonight. I want to get this thing going before it's too late tonight. A couple things. One of them is, did you see Mafia, the Melo thing where ESPN rated him below Lonzo Ball? So Lonzo Ball is a better player than Carmelo Anthony.
I did see that, is ridiculous. They put some rookie, just he has some decent summer league in, ahead of a guy who's been an all-star however many times, probably a dozen times, has been one of the leading scorers in the league for his whole career. It's ridiculous.
How pathetic is that? That is like, and then I think Melo freaked out about it, right?
Yeah, he did. He reacted to it as he should. Like I said, I mean, this kid hasn't even played a single shot in the NBA. You're going to rank him higher just because of his daddy and his big mouth?
All right, yeah. So let's get this straight. So they ranked Carmelo Anthony the 64th best player in the NBA.
Joke.
And they ranked Lonzo Ball 63rd. He's never played a game in the NBA.
Is that right?
That's right. They ranked him ahead of Carmelo Anthony. And, I mean, there's all kinds of guys. Like, really? They have Danilo Gallinari better than Carmelo Anthony, too.
I know that I kill Carmelo Anthony a lot, like that he's finished.
What has Danilo Gallinari ever done in the NBA except get fat?
But I think we've gone a little too far now.
They have Brooke Lopez better than him, too. Do you really believe that? That he's got more game than Carmelo Anthony?
Brooke Lopez can't even stay on the court.
What did you think of that? Like, when you saw this list, I wanted to hurl. I want to see what he said. What did Melo say exactly? We need to start ranking these weak-ass journalists. That's what he said. You know, it's funny that they should say that because it turns out everyone that works here is actually in the top 10 of all-time greatest sportscasters in the history of the medium, television or radio. Top 10, every single one. I came in 7,000th. It's unbelievable, my ranking. Remember, what was it last year, Mafia? I finished 21st out of the top 20. I finished 21st. Just a side note, Scott Farrell finished 21st. Just out of the rankings.
Shows that weren't even national.
Yeah. All the little local shows that beat me when I'm on everywhere in North America. With as long as there's human beings somewhere, I'm on the radio. But I already know I suck. I just want to, like, look at these lists. DeRozan ranked behind Chris Middleton and LaMarcus Aldridge. Wouldn't you rather watch DeMar DeRozan play basketball than any of those people? Melo sent a message. I want to see, what did he say? Melo, last year he was 30, Sports Illustrated ranked him 37th. ESPN ranked Sports Illustrated ranked him at 37. He was ranked, last year Anthony sent a similar message to Slam Magazine when he was ranked 15. Now he's 64. One spot behind Lonzo Ball, a huge slide for Anthony, who was top 10 player in 2013 and still in the top 30 2 years ago. Anthony tagged ESPN in an Instagram post telling the worldwide leader, quote, don't be so blatant with the disrespect. And then CJ McCollum's the one. We need to start ranking these weak-ass journalists with descriptions of their strengths, weaknesses, and ability to make up sources. Trust me when I tell you, trust me when I tell you, athletes hate reporters. They hate journalists. They just call them the media. There's no athlete in the world that calls them a journalist. Okay, they're just the media, and they're the bad guy. They hate us. They hate the media. They think we're all a bunch of idiots. And it's pretty funny because I think most of them are idiots. Did you hear the guy last night I talked to that gave me that weak ass answer? He said. And nicest guy, I have nothing against Hunter. Is that his name, the guy I had on? Okay, the guy from the Vikings. He said to me, we're just taking it one game at a time. Oh, God, if I hear that again, I'm going to stick a gun in my mouth. We're taking it one at a time. You know, if we work hard in practice this week and we're all on the same page and we put forth a solid effort and everybody works hard and we are focused and driven, we should be able to do all right this week. How many weak-ass, like, athlete, stupid-ass comments can they come up with when people interview them? So who's worse, the athletes or the media? They always say, you know, the media is a bunch of idiots. The first thing you did on Monday was tell me that girl was an idiot that asked him a question. A day later, he ate it, saying he was a jerk to her. That's all I ever said to you was he was a jerk. Her question may have sucked, but he was an ass. To her, for no reason at all, other than he lost a game and he knows his days are numbered. Every time he loses, he's going to get piled on by the media in Chicago and South Bend. And let me tell you something. We all know the media in South Bend's candy ass. They bend over for Notre Dame, right? They just bend over for them. Anything, they just suck up to Notre Dame so they can get their free credentials to the games. But in Chicago, they shred them, right? That's what happens. Please. ESPN with these joke rankings they do. And have you ever noticed they do them every day now? Every day of the week they do the baseball power rankings, football power rankings, college football power rankings, hockey power rankings. Now they're doing player power rankings for the NBA. And they're actually rating a guy that's never played a game in the NBA as better than a guy that's won Olympic gold, has played in playoffs, has played in all-star games galore, has played with all the best players in the world. Has he not played with all the best players in the world at every level internationally? You're going to tell me that that punk-ass kid with that punk-ass fat-mouth father of his is better than Carmelo Anthony? Shut the Pharrell up. Whoever came up with that list, you're a idiot-ass moron. You know nothing about basketball. Shut up. Go home, drink whiskey, and look at your fat wife because you're a loser. You, who made up that list? I want to know who did it. I hate you forever.
That's not even the worst
one
either.
You suck. You're the worst ever. You're not even a reporter. You suck. You're so terrible. Some guy never played a game in his life. He's better than a guy that's done everything in the NBA. He hasn't won an NBA championship. He's done everything else. Has he not? You cannot put some kid that's never played a game better than him. It's just not happening. It just cannot be allowed.
Not only that, look at some of these other people. Like you mentioned, Brooke Lopez, who's just constantly injured.
He sucks.
Danny Green is in front of him. Are you kidding me? Danny Green averaged 7 points a game last year. What are you smoking that Danny Green? What, because he can defend a little bit? Get out of here.
Heroin. Smoking.
Who's
heroin.
Picking Danny Green over Carmelo Anthony in a pickup game?
They smoke heroin on a foil, a piece of foil, before they do the NBA rankings at ESPN. When we come back, we're going to talk bad about Jemele Hill, who hates white people, and she gets away with it because she's black and she's a woman. Can I be any clearer what she got away with today? If I went on a rant about the President of the United States, who I know everybody hates, but if I went on a rant about the President of the United States here and started calling him, what did she call him? A white supremacist. And if anyone does that, you get fired, right? If you're black and you're a woman, she's going to get a raise because nothing's happening to her at all. She got a little slap on the wrist from ESPN because they're afraid of her because they gave her the job and now they can't get rid of her because she's a woman and she's black and she can say whatever she wants about anybody. Anybody else says that, they're suspended for 2 weeks. The last guy that screwed up at that stupid-ass network with his pants around his ankles, drunk in someone else's house, he is back on television, and all he had to do was say he was sorry. If I was drunk with my pants around my ankles and I embarrassed CBS, they'd fire me while my pants were around my ankles in the guy's house. I would have gotten a phone call then. All I need to do is be black and be a woman, and I would have gotten away with it. Does that, like, you know, is that a good teaser, do you think, Carver High, for going into the next segment? I mean, like, in terms of teasing the next segment.
I believe it is.
Do you think that, like, covered the how I feel about her crappy show, too, that crap hack talent that she is? I mean, I just wanted to, I want to make sure I cover it, like, in terms of getting around it before we go to the segment.
I think that you covered the situation.
I think she sucks, and that crap host she does it with sucks, too, because she probably believed everything she said, and he believed it, too, because he wants to sleep with her. Can you say that on the radio? Aren't they lovers? With that crappy show that made everybody stop watching SportsCenter? What about that? How do you like them apples? Do you think that, like, covers it in terms of going into the, no? Oh, God. These two are worried. I'm worried about nothing. Screw both of them 6 ways till Sunday. Have a nice day.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
It's O Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. For a limited time, you'll find double point offers on appearance items, oil specials, and more. If you're not a member yet, sign up today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. 855-212-4CBS. So Houston is at Cincinnati. Thursday night football, Sunday 14 games, including Philly at Arrowhead, Minnesota at Pittsburgh, Dallas in Denver, Green Bay in Atlanta, Sunday nighter. And then Saturday in college football, how about Clemson and Louisville, Tennessee, Florida? It's just fantastic. Tons of baseball all week at every pick, every game, every sport, every day. Boxing, MMA as well, daily fantasy. We've got 4 daily fantasy NFL rosters for you every single week, 2 for DraftKings, 2 for FanDuel. And we got baseball as well. All at PharrellOnTheBench.com. It has it all. Great price. $35 a month. Get you every single pick, every sport, every day. Killer results. I hit tons of winners. Go sign up. You're going to love it. PharrellOnTheBench.com. Now let's go back to this story. At least, fair enough. So you're, now listen, I don't have a problem with, you know, I'm not going to argue about this president with anybody. Fair enough. Is that okay, Carver High? Is that fair? Like, I don't have time to get into a Republican Democrat political argument on Sports Talk Radio. Fair enough. Is that fair?
Sure.
Okay, but I do question. What I do question is, did that not become a huge story today nationally? What this girl did.
It was around.
Okay, so let me get this clear from you. Tell me, do these tweets go backwards or forwards? In other words, is the second page the beginning of it, or is it the third page that's the beginning of it? Do you have any idea? No? All right, so...
I'll have to look.
Okay, so it doesn't matter because I'm going to read them right now, and that we'll just do them in whatever order. Okay, so I believe... this is all from this girl at ESPN who does the that show, The Six. You don't want to believe it because it's too unpleasant, but that doesn't change the facts. She's arguing with people on Twitter. He's unqualified and unfit to be president. He's not a leader, and if he were not white, he would have never been elected. Then Donald Trump is a bigot. Glad you could live with voting for him. I couldn't because I cared more than just... myself. Quote, I hate a lot of things, but not enough to jeopardize my fellow citizens with an unfit, bigoted, incompetent moron. But hey, that's just me. Then it went on. Donald Trump is a white supremacist who has largely surrounded himself with other white supremacists. Then it went on. The height of white privilege is being able to ignore his white supremacy, because if it's of no threat to you, well, it's a threat to me. Trump is the most ignorant, offensive president of my lifetime. His rise is a direct result of white supremacy, period. He has surrounded himself with white supremacists, which are, they are not alt-right, and you want me to believe he isn't a white supremacist. So ESPN released a statement saying that Hill's comments, quote, do not represent the position of ESPN, end quote. No suspension has been mentioned. Boom. As of post time, the tweets, which ESPN has deemed inappropriate, were still up. So I read them to you. The only thing I'll say is about it, basically, if I haven't already said enough, is that, boy, it sounds to me like this is the one that got me. The height of white privilege is being able to ignore his white supremacy, because if it's no threat to you, well, it's a threat to me. She's doing horrible in that white supremacy world she's living in on television at ESPN with her big 6 o'clock show on national television. She's just doing so horrible. I mean, her life is so just drained of any success or chance of opportunity. She's in this white supremacy world she's living in, and it's so unbelievable that she could have such a gigantic job with all that money and fame and television success and her face all over America. She's doing so horrible in that white supremacy world she's living in. I mean, isn't television white supremacy? Isn't it? I mean, isn't everybody white on television, right? Isn't it a bunch of white people running it too, right? Aren't they? And she's doing horrible in it. I mean, it really looks to me like she's doing horrible. She just has the worst life of anyone I've ever heard that complains this much. She's the whole world, a bunch of white supremacists running around. It's just all these damn white people. God damn, get rid of those white people. What's wrong with them? What's wrong with her? She's just suffering so badly in her big television career. I mean, she's just got it so rough. It looks like, I mean, how much time do you think they spend on her makeup every day? And her clothes. I mean, she looks like she's really suffering over there in Bristol with her career on television. I mean, she just got it so rough in this white supremacist world she's living in. My God, it's just so unbelievable. I mean, it just must be suffering for her to, God, the hell she must be going through with her career, with all those white people that gave her all those great jobs she's got. I mean, she must really just, it must suck for her to live in this world. There you go. But they won't do anything to her. They're afraid of her. You can see that. We don't agree with anything she said, but we're not going to do anything about it because we're scared to death of her. She just hates white people. I love that stuff. I mean, I just can't get enough of it. She blames everyone. Probably blames me, too. I just can't. Sorry. I'm sorry that your life is so horrible. Just I'm so sorry. You just have it so rough. I mean, do they pick you up in a limo, too, when they bring you over to the TV set every day? Your life must really suck. I mean, you have suffered so much. I mean, you are just held down. You're just being held down by everybody, especially the politicians running this country into the ground. I mean, you're just, woo, it must be rough for you. God, that just got to be rough. Ethan in South Carolina.
Pharrell, let's get off that ETV rant and get back to some sports, shall we?
What does ETV mean?
You know that entertainment TV, they always pub the racism, publicity, trash.
Yeah, it's frustrating. I try not to watch it. I can tell you I don't watch that show. And I can tell you, I can only watch like news television, like the CNNs and MSNBCs and Fox. I can only watch that when there's apocalypse happening with the weather. So I watch all the hurricane apocalypse, the world's ending stuff. I love that kind of news. But the political arguing between the left and the right, I want to stick a gun in my head when I watch it. The people never shut up, and all they do is argue, and they never get anywhere. It's like smashing your head into a wall all day listening to them. I can't stand it. I don't watch that crap.
That's why we have sports, Pharrell.
You got that right.
So let's talk about my Clemson Tigers that covered the spread versus Louisville and their trash defense, I think. And who do you think is going to take it? What's going down?
All right, so wait, let me get this straight. Who's got a trash defense?
Louisville.
Okay, so what they do is they outscore everybody every week, and that's why they win, because you think their defense sucks?
But do you think they're going to score against possibly a number one defense in the country? I mean, yeah, Lamar Jackson's good, but can they do it?
Well, they've already done it. Carver High, how good was that game last year between Clemson and Louisville? Lamar Jackson can play against anybody. He's that good.
The game was outstanding last year. Jackson brought them back, got them the lead with about 7.5 minutes left. But Deshaun Watson took over and scored the last couple touchdowns and won it. Now, if that happens this week, is Clemson going to be able to do that because there's no Deshaun Watson coming out on the field?
How many people did they lose on their defense this year?
You mean Clemson?
No, I mean Louisville. I think Clemson's defense is better this year than they were last year.
Look, I won't deny Clemson has come out and looked good in their two nice cushy home gigs.
I'd say they're a top 10 defense.
Well, you think they'll just take that right into Papa John, no problem, and win that game easily, it sounds like to me?
No, not at all. I'm wondering what you're thinking. Pharrell, you're the man.
I think that they have a problem on their hands with this quarterback, and I don't care who is on the field. He's a great player. He's a game changer. He'll do it literally by himself. Their job is to get to him and slam him on the ground and batter him around a little bit, because if they don't, he's going to make them pay the price. I think he's the dangerous component of this game. The game comes down to Clemson being able to stop Jackson. Obviously, last week, North Carolina wasn't able to do it. What did he have, 6 touchdowns? I mean, the guy, it's like every single week he goes off. Last year, no one could stop him. Florida State couldn't stop him. Clemson didn't stop him. They beat him. But look, who won the game, Carver High?
Last year?
Yeah.
Clemson.
So they ended up winning the national championship, but they didn't stop him. They did not stop him.
No, he came back. He came roaring back last year and took the lead, and then Deshaun Watson beat them.
Right. So I think that they have to worry about him. He's the difference in the game. We'll see if Clemson can do it at Papa John. We've seen other teams like, you know, Florida State go there and get their ass beat. So I'm not sure that I'm buying Louisville's this great team, but so far he's been great and he's been unstoppable. I do think Clemson's better than Louisville. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. Mafia.
And there's one stat that I saw that works, you know, against Louisville and in Clemson's favor. Of course, Clemson has all those sacks at 11 last week, 4 by the one kid. They have like the most in the last 2 years, I think. And he's been sacked a ton, Jackson. But when you start getting sack happy, when you get all those sacks, these guys get overexcited. They think, okay, they see red. They're going to just blitz, pin the ears back and go. You can't do that against this kid. You have to have gap integrity. Because if you get over, you know, excited and you blow your assignment, it just takes one of you to be out of position. He's gone for 20 yards. If, you know, just that. You're lucky if it's just 20 yards. So as good as this defense is, they have to make sure that they're, you know, conditioned to stay where they need to be. Otherwise, that's when he burns you.
Yeah, I think it's going to be, you know, the Clemson-Louisville game and the Tennessee-Florida game are going to be the two best games in college football this weekend. So we'll see. I mean, it's high risk, obviously, taking Louisville against Clemson. You got to have onions to do it. 855-212-4CBS. We got another hour to go. Go with us.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.